So I said after the holiday, you guys will hear my voice, and now you're listening to me. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm smoking dope. I'm in Chicago, chilling, somewhat low, you know. At the safe haven, man, I had to put myself in rotation with this shit, you know. Shit, smoking on this doping and living life to the fullest, you know what I mean? Ain't really too much to say, you know what I mean? Because I'm on the good end of the stick today. You know what I mean? I ain't on the shitty end of the stick. So I just thought I should just put my voice out there. Go ahead and add this session. It's called the smoking session. It's part one. And they'll be changing just like chapters. Y'all start seeing a visual of what's going on in my life as of now. So the topic of today is too many topics we gonna discuss. And it's a reason why it needs to be discussed now, because other than that, then I'll just be wasting my time and you guys' time. I don't want to, you know what I mean? So basically, long story short, like I explained my bio, I'm deal, I'm laid back, I'm a balanced soul, you know what I mean? I always keep a refreshment, you know what I mean? I'm talking about I'm peaceful, ain't too much going on and none of that shit, you know what I mean? You know, and I know how to balance myself, meditate, you know, things of that nature. So, you know, I'm back on balancing myself again. And it's feeling more good. It's just like today, it feels nice out there. It's not like the really winter time. Like, oh, it's cold, it's snow out there. Yes, it's snow out there, but it feels good to us. Because anything below this is dangerous, you know what I mean? Below what we have now, like 30s and 40s. We in the 30s and 40s, it feels decent outside. So, I just thought I'd just slide through, you know, and smoke the dope, you know, and let people get to know me more, you know. I'm a spiritual human being. I believe in astrology. I believe in everything that's in that nature or whatever, you feel me? I don't really look at the facts that they're resonating to me. It's resonating to somebody close to me that I could tell them that such and such, such and such without sending a screenshot and being so fucking simple nowadays. Now it's time to be in 2019. Move forward. If a person ain't listening to you, don't repeat yourself. I'm going to tell you why. The topic of the today is really keeping your anger at a standard, you know, rate, especially with dealing with an altercation or whatever, you feel me? Like, you knowing yourself, you know how to get to your shit, you know what I mean? You're not worried about what the fuck another motherfucker got going on or what dude got going on or whatever. You getting your shit together, you know what I mean? And at the end of the motherfucking day, you're not worried about what the next motherfucker got going on, period. You feel me? You worry about yourself getting your shit together. You ain't worried about who making this, who got that. Pocket watching, you know what I mean? So let me explain pocket watching, you know, for the people that's not up to slang term, you feel me? That's how I talk. Motherfuckers say that's basically watching what another motherfucker making in their pocket, like income. And that's what a lot of motherfuckers doing nowadays. And they trying to belittle you in a way. And it don't work like that, you know what I mean? Especially karma. Karma is very bad to people. Karma don't want to be bad to people, but they pick the choices they make in their life. Whatever you say out of your mouth, you have to think it out of your head first. You know what I mean? You speaking it to the universe. You want to don't speak spells upon yourself. So things happen in that way for a reason. You know, I just don't like how people taking this shit for real. Like, oh, this shit a game. It's this life shit is not a game for real. You know what I mean? You can ruin somebody's life and not even really understand how much you're ruining their life. Or you could take them away from what they're usually being around. You know what I mean? And it takes a whole coating off of your comfort zone. Nowadays, I got a huge comfort zone. I'm good everywhere. I don't be out here like just thinking I'm untouchable or anything. I just know how to move. You know what I mean? And you know, you smell that bullshit from a mile away, man. Sometimes that bitch should be so close, goddamn it, be 2 minutes in walking. You know what I mean? So basically, you just have to keep your eyes open in this world. I am very open. And, you know, I'm just trying to keep shit simple. Why the fuckers be out here just saying anything, doing anything? Look, life is so fucking simple nowadays. You just have to take this shit, run with this shit, fuck this world. Like, do what you gotta do for you. You know what I mean? You know, watch your surroundings, everything that's around you. You know, you have to be aware of everything. If you're not, your head is not in touch with what the universe is giving the world. It's giving the world karma and instant karma. So at the end of the motherfucking day, I just found my wife. I just found my love. I just showed her to my mother. This is my bitch. This is me. This is who I am. This is my wife. This is my dog. This is the person that's going to be the hit that stain with me. You know what I mean? You know, you speak into and you finesse into this world. You will get a lot of shit out of this world. The world just wants you to receive and work for it. Yeah, because ain't shit coming to a sleep about a motherfucking dream. Yeah, man, my fuck finna get some money. Yeah, man, I'm talking about big bucks. I'm thinking, I'm trying to get figures at my age, period. You know, my mind is too upscale for the bullshit and all of the talking and, oh, yeah, you did this wrong or you did that wrong and such, 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 such. It's really about keeping your mind intact, doing what the fuck you gotta do for you, and staying away from all of these goofy-ass lame motherfuckers, because it's gonna be like this. Motherfuckers already know how I'm coming. If it's anything, I'm doing what I gotta do for myself, and that's it. And my family, that's all that matters in my life right now. In this time that we're living in, bro, we're living in a lot of stupid-ass era where people just doing anything just to get views off the internet. The social media has taken over the world, yes. And shit, I believe it. I'm not going against it. I'm not saying I don't use it. I use it. I don't give a fuck. Shit, I'm a normal-ass person. But it's time to start understanding yourself in a way where people won't understand you. So stay away from the people that don't understand you. Like, you can't do anything about their misconceptions. You can't do anything about not receiving the energy transformation within a bond, you know. So it's like when you get... Just like, can y'all think about it like this? I'm gonna tell you, hold on, give me a minute. So you think of like, okay, maybe this person, when you around your family, when they walk through your door without you knowing, and they just surprise you or come in because they got keys and shit, you made a bond, a connection with that person. You've seen that person over a million fucking times in your days. You know, and that's the person you be with. Oh yeah, I'm watching Hell Kitchen chilling and shit. Wasn't really watching the shit. I do not like TV. TV is so fucking weird. But anyways, in the world we live in, we have to blank shit out because of kids, baby. That's why you gotta have cable sometimes. You gotta watch some shit that's not uncensored. And yeah, I don't really watch TV though. I don't like that shit. I stay to myself. And I be on my phone reading and watching shit. They say black people don't read. You need to start reading. Because reading is really advanced. Math is something that you can pick up on. That's nothing. Math takes time to understand. Some people can understand numbers quick. So, I'm on a... My transformation from this platform is to over-exceed in whatever I'm taking on, far as career-wise, because it's many careers. And that's just real. I found my woman this year. I'm going to find my career this year. And it's just going to be that, period. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to chill and get mad. You know what I mean? Because it's all about me. It's all about mine. You know, you can't really be too touchy on a person.
You just got to give them time to receive your love and the I miss you's and babe, what you doing? And, you know, different people, what you doing? What you on? I link with you, you know. And what link means is, you know, let me, you know, let's meet up, you know. So basically, you know, people love you just off of the strength of who you are, your mind. That's some cool ass shit, you know. And I think about that all the time. Like, I got some good people in my life. And shit, it's been real, real okay, man, lately. I just wanted to come and put this 10 minutes in, you know, get people acquainted with me. I'm okay. Update's good. Found my beautiful, the one I've been looking for so long, and she back. And she better. So, you know, everything is going to be okay on my side, you know what I mean? I pray for people's life to go forward. Don't think about your loved ones that's gone. Just know that they're cool. They okay. They good. We're the ones that's not okay. We keep doing what we doing for our families, make big figures so we can chill and not work forever. Shit. It's going to be that one of us got to take ship because we got to be the one to get that money and get famous. Do something with your life. It's 2019. There's going to be a lot of millionaires. And I'm trying to be one of them. Smart. I'm a smart man. I do a lot of smart things. So really, I'm on top of my game, man. I know what I need.
So, this morning, I'm finna start my first podcast, the official podcast for 30 minutes, and I'm finna talk to y'all. Let me turn this TV down. Give me a minute. Okay, so today, the topic is family within Chicago. Family within Chicago, man. Family within Chicago. Oh, man, this is a big topic, and anybody can relate outside of Chicago, but this is what I have to say. It has to be said today, because any other day, I'm not going to be feeling like this, so I just want to get this off my chest. Now, we having problems, so many issues in the streets, so many issues that we don't talk about to the world. The world don't really know what's going on far as Chicago, how this shit made, how this shit got this way, so a little bit of background help on all that, basically saying that everything is changing. People are changing on other people that they've been fucking with 2018, 2017, 2016, 2015, 2014, all the way down to motherfucking 2012. 2012 was the day that the world started diversing into different things and opening and exploring different fucking doors that they didn't have no business opening up yet, but they opened it on their own terms. So basically, they was choosing their destiny before anything was even happening. So basically, with that being said, what hurts me is that we had to pick our destiny within that door. The door that we choose is a door that's going to meet us all the way through the process. It's some that has short ways, shortcuts to the door. It's people that open the door without being told to open the door and got experience to so much stuff and wouldn't a little bit of time, probably 3 months, 4 months stretch. And it's like, man, this is not what I was ready for. Maybe God put me in this seat because he's saying I was ready, but I didn't feel like I was ready, but I opened the door because I felt like that was the next level. That's what I needed to get to stop all of the hurting and the pain and the crying and the late night talks with people trying to vent out our feelings, trying to get us to become whole again. Basically, we have demons we fight. Every one of these niggas in Chicago, we are cursed. We're cursed within family. Sorry about the clapping. But I get so in tune with what I be saying. But, you know, with all this stuff happening around, you know what I mean? We've been born within a cursed generation, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's up to us to change the outlook, really, to be honest with you. The people that are they're in their 20s now, just hit 21. It's all up to us to change this shit for real. You know what I mean? I'm not speaking on, Trump. I'm not speaking on none of those people. None of those people really matter in my world.
See, I have a different type of world. See, I live a different type of life. I don't look at the social media for information about a certain person. I've learned all the way through this that that person was just a rich person. They an asshole. They gonna do whatever they want to do. They gonna say whatever they want to say, and ain't nobody gonna do nothing about it because it's all up to the seat, the real seats. You know what I mean? To take on letting y'all see the puppet react with the world and how he moved. You know what I mean? So I'm not a touchy nigga on that subject. You know, I don't touch bases with that shit. I feel like it's more to this shit. It's more to life. I feel like we are so enclosed into what's going on the news that we're not looking at the real fucking problems in our own community. We looking at everybody else like, oh, that's sad. No, our fucking situation is sad. Our poverty living, the way we live, you stricken yourself from things that you need to do in your life. Everybody thinks that you can just flat through life like, oh, this is what I want, and I'm going to get it regardless. Yeah, you can be that type of person. You can make money on your own. You can do this and this and that. And all. But at the same time, though, we have demons that we got inside of us, and it's not our fault. It's not our fault. That's why I'm trying to tell people. You have an evil side, G. If you live where I'm from, you know what I mean? If you lived here and you know what's going on, every one of us niggas got demons we are fighting every day, all day long. That's why we do drugs. They wondering why we smoking so much weed. Like, they like, man, how these niggas just, how they operate like that? How these niggas drinking lean? That's cold medicine. What else? Pills, why the fuck they doing pills? They got that much pain that they doing ecstasy. No, it's not that. It's the demons that we fighting in the inside, our mind, whatever we going through. They say, no, just meditate. Meditate is the best situation. Yes, it's not for everyone, though. It's not. I tried meditation, man. Meditation is for me, man. But the next nigga that then went through trauma like I did probably don't take it the same way. He probably get mad like, man, fuck this shit. You know what I mean? And now I'm explicit on my podcast, so y'all gonna have to excuse my language. But man, for real, after all the shit that we done been through, all of the times we done went hungry, y'all don't know, man, we were sitting in these apartment public housing, sitting in these houses that our grandmother made from the ground up, man. We sitting in these bitches poor, literally stricken to not do nothing, jobs not even calling back, none of that, y'all, you know, and your parents, you got to get out here and find a job. You got to get out here, you know, and you pushing them to do something that they don't want to do. But you always saying, pushing on their ass, you got to get a job. I'm the one doing all this in this house, and you think you going to sit around and da-da-da-da-da. And that's going to make a nigga want to get out here in the streets. Because now he see that poverty is a bitch. Boy, he's starting to learn what life is all through his life. Now, I'm speaking on myself. I went from the age of 19... which I don't even remember my age at 19. Some reason, I don't know why. But with the things that I know, I had to go through to build a man. You know what I mean? I had to loose my screws. I had to show people who the fuck I was for real. You know what I mean? Some people didn't even have to even go through that with me. But they went through that with me. And I told people, I'm going to always be the same nigga at the end of the fucking day. I don't give a fuck. If you don't like me, I don't give a fuck if you standing from afar and you want to do something to me. Man, look, God always got me protected. My angels always around me. I'm literally a walking man with intelligence, and I have an intelligence system. I have things that's going on that teaches me what way to go. No, I can't go that way. That way don't look good. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's way before time, and I'm looking at it like, no, that ain't the way. I'm gonna go this way. I'm gonna turn my life around this way, and maybe people will start just sliding off me, leaving me alone. And then when I start looking up, and I start looking up for real, I start looking around. I'm like, what the fuck is the people that was with me in this dark shit? They gone. You know, they disappear. People just disappear out of nowhere. So I'm going to explain on this podcast about 2018. Now, 2018 was a year for people to break down, destroy, to rebuild in 2019. If people don't know that, y'all need to look in y'all Bibles. Don't look at the negative. Look at the positive. And, you know, Please start reading things that uplift your spirit. Stop reading things about what's going on for real. You can tap in and know what's going on for real. You know what I mean? It's all up to you. It's all up to your intelligence system, how your pineal gland is set up. Mine is set up a different type of way. See, we have a lot of people that's saying that they done graduated and they're on to new things and it's only so much that you can learn on this earth. No, it's not. It's not a limit to this earth. We have a big-ass dictionary full of fucking words, and they go on and on and on and on. If you was to sit up there and count all of those words, you will always go from beyond. It's words that's still not in the dictionary. People that made words up, abbreviations and shit like that, man, it goes on and on and on and on and on. The intelligence system is for us to understand that we are never too fucking old, too fucking young to learn. And there's not no amount of motherfucking education that you have in your body that's synced in your DNA that's going to make you feel like that you know way more than the next person. You have so much other things to learn. You think you just started right here. No, we still are babies in this world. We still are babies. I don't care if you're 50, 60, you're still a baby, you're still learning. I don't care. So with that being said, I'm back to talking about my topic. Why do Chicago niggas go through so much shit? Why do we have to go through that? Why we don't just do what everybody else doing and take the better route? Well, let me just tell you, everybody that went through their door in their life already. Now, we talking about decision making, and we still making decisions, so we might walk out of that door to go to the next door because we feel like that door is probably open way more with way more opportunities open for us, you feel me? So we dodge that door, we'll come out of that door, close that door shut, lock that door, make sure we don't even open that door anymore, and we go right on to the next level. That's it, and that's all. We just building a character. We're building who we are for real, and then to know who you are in the inside and stop putting on the front, because now I can tell nowadays who's putting on the front and who's their real self. You know what I mean? I've seen it. I've seen people don't want to be judged and rather not talk around people. I was that person. I was that person that didn't like judgment. Because I feel like if you're going to judge me, who are you to judge me? You're not a judge. You're not God. You can't judge me in these situations. You're not the universe. You can't throw me karma when I need it. You know, if I feel like I did wrong in my life, you're going to throw me karma because you feel like, oh, yeah, he deserves it. Oh, he deserves it, so this is what I'm going to do. So you basically setting your power over God, like you bigger than him. You much bigger than what the fuck, you know, and then this is what I hate right here. I'm going to go back to us being the demons and shit like that, having demons inside our head. The reason we say that is because we have seen dead eyes. We have seen death. We smell death. We smell blood before. So when I tell you, we have inner demons that's going on inside of us. It's things that we want to retaliate on, but we can't because of the system. The system wants us sucked up in that bitch so they can make money off us. So they're going to do anything to make us run that way with it. You know, they're not even solving these murders. They're telling these families they're solving these murders. I just had a close friend. Wasn't too close because we fell off because of my ex. And that was her cousin. But he was a blood brother to me. You know what I mean? Even if we didn't talk, that was a blood brother to me. That was my brother. And they took my brother away from me, folks. You know what I mean? And they hurt me to the core. You know what I mean? He got shot with his girlfriend in the car. They got shot together. And they died together. You know what I mean? He died later in the hospital. She died on the spot. So I'm telling people, like, you don't know what people going through. And them last days you seeing them, that shit hurts the soul. You hear me? These children of God, Joe, got kids, man. They got kids to live for, man. And I look at his son and I can see the hurt in his ass, man. I can see him living through him right now. You know what I mean? So it's like, man, it's so crazy, man. The demons that we have, we don't want to retaliate. But those demons want to bring us out of that mode of being nice and just start being evil. You know what I mean? So we have to find a way to break these things. If we don't break them now, it's going to affect us in the long run. I promise you. And so many things been taught. I've been taught so many things. So many things been teaching me through all of these disrespectful scenes I've went through, almost like a disrespectful ass movie. You know what I mean? I done seen the dirt, the blood, the shit, the piss. I done seen it all. Crack needles, motherfucking droppings of coke, motherfucking fiends laying down in the hallway. ODing. You know, I done seen all that, man. All that shit been said. I've been seeing that shit. I done seen hell before. You know, motherfuckers talking about some hell. There's nothing but fire and you're going to burn and turn a light. No, this is hell right here because I'm seeing everything that scared me as a kid. As a kid watching my motherfucking grandma shoot up and watching her doze off with the needle in her arm, with the shit strilled, the rubber band, the twisty towel, whatever the fuck she was using around her fucking arm, Joe. I watched all that shit as a kid, Joe. I even watched her, man, do all the whole setup. Not sitting in her face, but sitting from afar, just looking at her while we in the basement. You know what I mean? And then I turn around and be in that same basement, going through so many things, and the demons talking to me. You know, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, sir. You been tweaking. You need to get back on that evil shit. You need to do this. You know, I'm having this shit in my head all the time. Fuck him, fuck her. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You know, and it's scary. It's scary to be in that basement by yourself with the lights off, candle lit. And you was like, fuck it, I'll give myself to the devil before I give myself to any of this hurtful ass shit. Why he got me going through so much of this shit? Why I'm steady taking all this bad energy and I'm shaping into a bad life? You know, I always wondered, man. And then I was making my own reality, man. I was creating my own reality, man. I was kidnapped. I almost got shot so many fucking times. Could have been in car accidents. Could have got hit by a cop about twice. 1 year, you know, it's like the devil always working, man. He want to take us away from this motherfucker. But you know what? I got an angel that's always on my side. And it's crazy because if I knew this angel, man, I'd be kissing this angel feet. I'd be kissing this angel ass. Man, I'm trying to tell you. Because all the shit that I've been through, this angel been guiding me, man. I know it ain't nothing but my grandmother and more angels from the heavens. You know what I mean? Because man, when I tell you, I could have been sliced and diced. I could have been robbed, shot in the face. You know, motherfucker done took my phone, took everything. My mama don't know where I'm at. Got to go see if he a John Doe now. You know what I mean? I got to see if my son is locked up behind that motherfucking thing. You feel me? You know, so it's like, man, Joe, I be sitting up there, man. I'm like, man, I don't never want to see my mama looking at me on no casket, Joe. That's the craziest thing to go through in this life form, man, right now in this world, man. To see your mama dressing you up to put you in a casket, to put you in a hearse, to put you in a box, to put you right where you need to be on the dirt because of what's going on in the world. Motherfuckers just have to wake up, man. Like, I don't want to see this shit for myself. I seen myself in a casket. You know what I mean? I seen myself, like, I don't know how people vision themselves. Like, they talking about that's sick. No, that's not sick. Let me tell you what the fuck it is for real. It ain't sick. It's just that's what life teach you. Life has visions. Like you close your eyes, you go to sleep, you have a vivid dream. You know, when you open your eyes, you can have dreams while you meditating. When you open your eyes, you can see visions while you got your eyes open. It's just how you perceive things in life and it's confirmation. Your mind is just like a genetically made computer for DNA system, backup system. You got things that you can go back on like, oh, I remember such happened. How do we know that we got all of this instilled? It's because we have DNA. We have a DNA system. We have a system where we can correct wrongs within our mind and we can make words up with our mind of creativity that makes us who we are. We a whole person. We are not a half person. We, unless you cut in half, you know, I don't know how you living, but I mean, it's people with no limbs, you know what I mean? That's still going on in their life journey, still walking. If they can't walk, using a wheelchair. If they can't do neither, goddamn it, they got somebody pulling them up or dragging them with them because they know that it's something here for them to do in this world. It's either you're an inspiration or you're abomination. That's it, and that's all, you know? So I just came here to spit this shit to y'all, let y'all know what Chicago is about. Chicago ain't got nothing but love for real, y'all. But at the same time, we going through so much hurt. We still trying to find jobs, people without jobs, people without anything in this world, Joe. Still trying to make it day by day. That's why I say every motherfucking famous person has a day. Y'all think these motherfuckers doing this shit every night? No, they got a family to tend to. They got a mother to take care of. You know, they still doing what they supposed to do. This is what we here for. So I believe most of everybody that's laying in Chicago is some spiritual people, Joe. Or not even spiritual. Just they know life. They know what's going on. They doing right. They doing what they got to do. I hate running on this shit because this is the shit that people want to know about us. But let me tell y'all, All of us are very, very, very talented, Joe. And whatever way we are talented, we are going to show that. This year, I want everybody to start accepting what the fuck they can't change and doing things in their life that's going to change their outlook on life. And that's it, and that's all. I love y'all, man. I gave y'all almost 20 minutes of my time. This is my first podcast, man. If you want to listen to more, I'm right here. I'm going to put all of my information up so you can reach me. If you want to talk, I'm very spiritual. I only tap in to people that's already tapped into the world and the universe. So if you're not that, then I don't know what to tell you. But I'm going to be honest with you. I love y'all. Y'all take care. Have a good rest of your day. Continue to fight through everything, the pain. I let it go this morning. I talked to God. I'm so happy that I talked to him. I feel like something is weighed off my chest. It might be still some little, it might be a little some still that's fucking affecting me. But at the end of the day, I know he gonna fix it within the trust of him, within the loyalty that I give him, within the uplifting spirit that I give him, the thanks that I give him. I'm gonna be okay, and I'm gonna continue to be okay for the people that needs to be okay with me. And that's it, and that's all. I'm not judging nobody. If anybody wanna contact me, my information will be on here in the bio or description of what who I am and what's going on. And yeah, I'm just giving y'all the facts of Chicago, man. It's a different type of world we live in here. I don't know about your guys' states because I don't live there. But I'm going to tell you the truth. We're doing all we can, and we're going to overpower. We're going to overcome, man. And it's been so long that we've been going through this same situation, trials and tribulation. But we're going to get through it, man. And everybody that's looking for somebody to motivate them, I'm here. I'll even pop my number up on your shit if you want me to. Talk to me, man. I got so much to say, so much to learn, and so much to give. So, hey, at the same time, love me, and I love you, too. That's how I come. I love you, Allah. Thank you for giving me this great chance to give people my podcast, show them that, you know, it's more to me, and I want them to dig deeper because the book gets deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and I will be expressing feelings on here. I'll be crying on here. I'll be doing a lot of things on here, but this is for the people that wants to know what's going on in Chicago, wants to know what's going on with me, wants to know what's going on with this podcast and the spiritual life, what's going on in this world, what's going on with these portals, what's going on with these realms, what's going on with certain things, man. Y'all stay in tune, man. I'm here.